This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Well, hi there. Good morning. Boy, you will be so glad you tuned in today because I know we've gotten very good feedback about Dr. David Kennedy when we've had him on before, and we're going to talk about some other aspects of health today. When he was on most recently, we talked about fluoride. And just as a reminder, David C. Kennedy is a dentist who's practiced for over 30 years. He's the past president of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And he is a crusader for your health. And we're delighted to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time, Dr. Kennedy.
And thanks for having me on.
Well, when you were on last time talking about fluoride, we said we need to have you back and talk about mercury. So we were able to schedule this so that we could do it. And I think in the public there's this kind of fantasy land where dentistry is, it's all about you don't eat sugar, perhaps, and you use sugarless gum, brush your teeth, you don't get cavities, everybody's happy until you get to puberty, and then you worry about whether your teeth are white enough, and if you get your teeth white, then that's kind of the end of it. But as we get more sophisticated in our knowledge of what's going on in the mouth, we realize, hey, if we aren't taking care of it, there are a lot of bad bacteria in the gums that can cause problems. It's a source of inflammation, but actually dentistry can be a source of inflammation and health problems that most people aren't aware of because anybody that's wearing a white coat, we kind of give them a pass. I'd like for you to talk to us today. Maybe if we have time, we'll get into some of the other things. But let's start with, what was your wake-up call that maybe everything that you were taught in dental school wasn't gospel? The dogma wasn't necessarily lining up with truth as you were beginning to see it.
Well, that's an interesting question because I was blessed. I was in the Navy Reserve during dental school, and then on active duty, I came here to San Diego. And one of my duties as the dental officer here was to clean up the mess that we had with mercury in the dental clinics. The Navy had newly adopted a standard of 100 parts per million, and we were trying to get the dental clinics down to 100 parts per million. And I'm sorry to say we weren't successful, but what happened in that same time frame is we had the EPA come out with their standard that 1 part per million was the maximum contaminant level for the air we breathe. And here we are in a clinic, you know, where 100 is okay. And in California today, you can't even walk into a room, even instantaneously, that's 100 parts per million. So I got a real good education right there in the U.S. Navy in San Diego telling me you got to get lower levels, and we couldn't.
Oh, well, that's pretty interesting business that the government on the EPA side seems very sensitive to the whole concept of mercury being a toxic metal, maybe the most toxic metal that isn't a radioactive material that's on the planet, and yet we're playing around with it in dental offices and we're putting it in people's teeth. I mean, there's something wrong with that picture. We'll be back after these words, so please hang in there. We'll have more with Dr. Kennedy.
We all know probiotics are the good bacteria that live in our intestines and are the building blocks of a healthy immune system and good health. Probiotics combat common digestive problems, which can occur when stress, antibiotics, and x-rays kill these good bacteria and send our digestive system out of whack. But did you also know that probiotics can also protect us from today's rising levels of toxicity in our environment? Probiotics can even help restore the balance of good bacteria in our body to counter the secondhand antibiotics found in our nation's meat, poultry, and eggs that enter our bodies through our diet. Replenish the good bacteria in your body today and protect your health by taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, the world's number one brand of probiotics. Call toll-free today to find out where you can buy Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus capsules at 1-800-430-6180. That's 1-800-430-6180. Or go online to EssentialFormulas.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today. Don't accept a substitute.
Our valued sponsor, Kyolic, makes many fine aged garlic products, but I want to tell you about one of my favorites.
a chiolic liquid extract. You can take the liquid extract for the same benefits shown in many hundreds of studies. Support for heart health and the immune system are just a couple of examples. Frequent guest on our show, Dr. Sherry Rogers, also loves chiolic because it kills candida yeast. It's organic, and don't worry about the taste. The aging makes it so mild that you can even put it in a fruit smoothie. Garlic expert Charlie Fox says that if you have a sinus headache, you can put 3 drops in each nostril for nearly immediate relief. Natural food stores nationwide carry chiolic products. If they don't have the liquid, you can get that from realfoodgrocery.com or by calling 877-673-2536. Go to realfoodgrocery.com or call 877-673-2536.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. My guest today is Dr. David C. Kennedy. He's a dentist and an activist for common sense in dentistry and in things like what we put in our water on purpose. And so, Dr. Kennedy, you didn't get the same kind of indoctrination that most dentists do, since you got this baptism under fire that you had to remove mercury from the Naval Dental Lab. What did they tell you why mercury was a problem? I mean, what are the health effects of having too much mercury in our bodies?
Well, actually, that was one of the things that triggered it, was a couple of events. One, a submarine had a broken depth gauge, which leaked mercury into the bilge. I think it was an Italian sub, and that the sailors became poisoned before they could get the thing to port. And so they said, oh, I guess this isn't quite as good as we thought. And the other one was one of the astronauts had so many mercury fillings in his teeth that he destroyed the computer that's in the helmet. You know, the helmets that they wear, that all the mercury just ate up the circuitry in the helmet. So they had a problem with that. And but, you know, I did get the same indoctrination as the rest of the dentists. It's just that there seemed to be a little problem with some of the things they had told me. They told me that the filling, once it was mixed, the mercury was locked in. Well, you know, if the guy's breath is destroying his computer and his helmet, then obviously the mercury's not locked in. And, you know, if the scrap amalgam lying around the dental offices in loose form in the drawers or whatever is leaking mercury, so we had a real crude instrument that we could measure it with, and it wasn't any trouble at all to measure huge amounts of mercury coming off supposedly set dental amalgam. So the rhetoric that I learned in school obviously was not well founded in the science, and so that always gave me kind of, I'm sorry to say, I didn't immediately package all the mercury up and throw it out of my office. The date that I did that was in 1984, so it took me almost 10 years to figure out that, you know, not only is the mercury going to poison dental personnel, it'll poison people that receive them if they're you know, if they chew on them, grind their teeth, chew gum, inhale when they should exhale. The American Dental Association said that mercury vapors coming off your filling wouldn't be a problem because, you know, that you don't inhale when you eat. Well, I don't know who
they're really
eating with.
I usually don't hold my breath.
I don't know who they're eating with, but some of us like to breathe, you know. So, well, anyway, there's just this insane argument going on that says it's okay. You know, it's like and I grew up in the time when, you know, they said it was okay to smoke, and, you know, they had all these endless arguments about, you know, saying so-and-so proved that smoking didn't cause cancer and so forth. And read the cigarette pack today. It causes everything known to mankind, you know. So obviously they weren't correct. And that's why, you know, I really like the International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology, because it's evidence-based dentistry. And you know, so if you're going to say something to the Academy, if you come give a lecture or something like that, they don't want to get up there and blah, blah, blah. They want you to show the evidence. Show me the science. And that's our mantra to all of our members, is show me the evidence. And so when people claim dental amalgam is safe, then the response from the public should be, show me the evidence. And what they'll say is, it's approved by. Well, that's a political endorsement. I mean, you know,
yeah, that's not the show me the evidence. That's the show me the money.
Yeah, show me the money. That'll work. That'll work. But you know, it's approved by, doesn't make it. Actually, it's not approved by the FDA. There was a meeting here in 2006, and the FDA was forced by a lawsuit to put a joint panel together of physicians and dentists, and they, of course, the dentist gave themselves half the vote, they still lost 13-7. And so that was the medical panel voted 9-1 to reject the claims of safety. I happen to have the statement. It says, does the FDA white paper, which claims that amalgam is safe, objectively and clearly present the state of knowledge about exposure and health effects related to dental amalgam? 9-1 think no. And given the amount and quality of information available to the draft FDA white paper written up by the dentist, are the conclusions reasonable? 9-1 no. So, you know, when you get these things in an open forum where the advocates for this mercury exposure basically are allowed more than their fair share of time to discuss, you know, how wonderful and safe it is, they lose because physicians can see through that. One, I remember Dr. Goldman, who is a specialist in female gynecology and obstetrics. She repeatedly asked questions like, well, how about exposure to the fetus? How about exposure to the fetus? And the dentist is like, blah, 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 what? We don't know. We haven't measured that. We don't have any idea. One fellow who's a PhD and MD in pharmacology, he said, well, what are the pharmacokinetics of mercury in the body? And the dentist said, we'll have to get back to you on that. And so
oops.
Here are these people that are supposedly expert. I could answer the question better than that. But, you know, 80% of the body burden's in the kidney, 1% in the brain, 99% of the symptoms are brain. But he didn't even know that. I mean, you know, there's people up there telling them how safe it is, and they can't even answer the most fundamental questions. And these aren't strange questions. These are the questions that any FDA panel would ask about a drug. You know, if I were to come up with a new drug for, you know, what, sleep apnea or something like that, and the first question that would come out of the mouth is, well, how does this act in the human body? We don't know.
Well, we might put it in different terms, but I think even a layperson would kind of want to know all that stuff.
Well, yeah, that's because what it does is it destroys unborn babies. And there's a whole book on the subject called Infertility Birth Defects by Michael Ziff. Mike's passed away now, but you can probably find it on Amazon or Yahoo or something like that. But it's a wonderful book that detailed of the information we had in 1992. That's almost 20 years ago. That it linked mercury from all sources, including in dental fillings, to infertility and birth defects. And because of that book, a scientist named Gerhard in Germany, and her charge was to improve the fertility of women. She did a study with 450 women who were involuntarily infertile. She gave them a challenge test with DMPS to see if they were mercury toxic. All the ones that came up with high mercury burdens went down to the dental clinic, and they paid to have their mercury fillings removed. And that I forget the numbers now, but it was something like 60% of those women became spontaneously pregnant without further intervention. We've got people that are spending tens of thousands of dollars in the United States trying to conceive a child, when in fact the mother is being poisoned by the fillings in her teeth, because that's what the Gerhard study showed, is that the single most effective way to obtain a natural pregnancy in a woman was to take the poison fillings out of her mouth. Isn't that, I mean, what is it about that that you don't understand? I mean, you know, like, they go, oh, you can't prove that's caused this. Well, yes, we can. There was a study in dental assistants that if the dental assistant case controlled, where they controlled for everything, including smoking or alcohol intake, you know, the fertility of the husband, every conceivable aspect of it was controlled for. If the poor girl got a job in a dental office that used mercury, she had a 40% decrease in her ability to conceive a child. Well, look at that. How do you think that employment interview would go? Yes, if you get a job at my dental office, we put in lots of those silver fillings every day. And that you probably won't have any children yourself.
Found a new birth control method.
Yeah. The trouble is, it also destroys your brain because there's a.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about how close the blood-brain barrier is to the mouth, and let me back up just a sec. When these are euphemistically called silver amalgam fillings, but really more than half of it, is that not right, is mercury. When you put it in, what does it look like 5 years down the road? If you take that mercury or that filling out and analyze it, is it still more than half mercury?
I don't know 5 years, but I know 25 years is about half of it's gone. which gives you an enormous dose of mercury. There's an ongoing study that the International Academy has done in conjunction with Dr. Boyd Haley. The partial results are published in Medical Veritas last year. And what we did is we had three different brands of amalgam. We had 10 different dentists put 10 fillings in vessels that were pre-sized. And then basically Boyd just took those 10 fillings and put them in one at a time, put them in a little tiny cup of water. And then every day, every 24 hours, they would dump that water into a flask to measure how much mercury in it and put fresh water in it that had, you know, distilled water, had no mercury in it. And that what they found was there's an enormous amount of mercury in the water. Matter of fact, there's an experiment you can do if you don't like fish, is you can take one of these fillings and drop it in a tank of guppies and kill the fish. So, you know, the mercury's coming off every filling ever made. And it's just a myth that silver fillings are inert. They're not.
Wow. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out, should we take them out? If so, how do you do that? What's going on with other sources of mercury? And hopefully will motivate you and give you some tools to use for how you can have safer dentistry going forward. And this is the kind of information that people need. You can go to the website and listen to the archives at RadioMarty.com. You can send that link to friends that you know that have kids and have fillings. We'll be right back. I'm Marie Whittakin.
Do you always remember to eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily? Don't worry. 1 serving of Jarro Formulas Daily 5 is chocked full of the antioxidants and beneficial plant-based compounds. It's certified organic with no added sugars or artificial flavors. It's never been simpler to get the benefits from organic fruits and vegetables. Your Daily 5. We all know the importance of eating a healthy diet. Antioxidants, chlorophyll, and polyphenols, not to mention all the vitamins, are just a few of the numerous important health-promoting compounds we receive from eating organic fresh fruits and vegetables. Now there's a delicious and easy way for you to get the antioxidant health benefits of fruits and vegetables. Just take 1 teaspoon of Daily 5 with water, juice, or add it to your favorite Jarro Formulas protein powder every day to get your Daily 5. Jarro Formulas is your source for superior, science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Ask for Jarro Formulas Daily 5 at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to Jarro.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in organic food-based dietary supplements.
Marty, Real Food Grocery is one of our valued sponsors. What do you like about it?
Well, for one thing, they carry most of our other sponsors' products and whatever products I like and recommend. In fact, I review the entire assortment and they let me decide, you know, what has to stay and what can go.
Well, let's hear about some of those picks then.
Well, Candace. We talked on the show a lot about Candida. I like the enzyme way of getting rid of it. And then Dr. O'Hare's got a probiotic soap that's pretty neat. And for cooking, nothing better than macadamia nut oil.
They carry a product, Magnesium Ion Fizz. I know you're such a fan of magnesium. What about that product?
Anybody that has cramps definitely should try that. Need to get more magnesium anyway.
Health food stores can carry these products. If you have them, call Real Food Grocery at 877-673-2536. You can find these products also at realfoodgrocery.com or by calling 877-673-2536.
The beautiful new Hampton's Diet Cookbook by Fred Pescatore, M.D., and celebrity chef Jeff Harder has been featured in several magazines, and it's no surprise that the recipes feature mac nut oil because it is simply delicious, and it has a 410-degree high smoke point that makes it ideal for use in grilling and stir-fry, as well as salad dressings. But even better, science shows that macadamia nut oil is richer than olive oil, and the monounsaturated fats are shown to lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, and protect health in many ways. Its balance of omega-3 to omega-6 fats is also ideal. Only MacNut brand is 100% premium unrefined expeller-pressed macadamia nut oil with all the health benefits as well as the best flavor and aroma. Chefs love MacNut's buttery flavor because it enriches any recipe, hot or cold. Ask for rich, golden MacNut oil at your natural foods market. Order online at MacNutOil.com or call 866-4-MacNut.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittaker.
We're talking with dentist and crusader David Kennedy about mercury. We're talking about the insanity of let's try and stop it from being in the air. Let's worry about it in the fish, but it's okay to cram it in your teeth. And hopefully we're going to find some better answers than that. We, I think, pretty well have laid the foundation that this is, it's not good for fertility, it's not good for the brain. I've read that it's partly responsible, at least, for this new wave of antibiotic resistance, which is pretty scary stuff. I've always been suspicious about it in regard to MS and other things. Anything that we should mention before we go on to the mechanics of what we do about it?
I think mercury is a poison. If you have any neurological disease, a neurological poison is going to at least exacerbate it. Whether or not you can prove causation depends on whether or not you got $100 million to do experiments and you have the ethical wherewithal to use animals instead of humans. There's a terrible experiment using orphans done by the dentist that they claim showed that it was safe. But if you actually look at the data, they proved that they harmed the orphans. And I don't think that's morally responsible, but, you know, the argument goes on. Anyway, so let's talk about what to do about it, because it's one thing to be concerned about mercury in your teeth. It's another thing to go feed it to somebody, and that happens so often. People will go into the dentist and say, I'm concerned about my mercury fillings. And he says, oh, those are okay. And he says, well, I want them out. Say, okay, open wide. And they drill them out, and they end up inhaling the particulate matter, the mercury vapor, and they end up, everybody agrees, that they end up with a huge dose of mercury. That's like getting rid of a bomb with a hammer. This is not the way to do it.
I can imagine that the dentists who do that, they probably expire pretty quickly as dentists.
No, they get stupid. One of the things about mercury causes brain damage, and kidney damage. And so, yeah, some people do die of the kidney problems, but it doesn't appear to greatly shorten their longevity. So, you know, if your criteria for health is how long you live, fine, that's great. But, you know, there's a lot of people with Alzheimer's disease, a mercury-related disorder, who can't tell you what day it is or, you know, what their name is. This is not a good way to live life. And so if you take away the organ that separates us from being a vegetable, then you've lost the quality of your life, and that's what mercury does. Mercury accumulates in the brain. Alzheimer's patients have four times more mercury in their brain than somebody that didn't have Alzheimer's disease. And so, you know, that doesn't prove causation, but it certainly would prove association. You know, if you walked outside the door and there was a 7-Eleven where the manager had been shot and there were four guys with black leather jackets and twirling guns out front, you'd say, well, they're certainly associated with it.
Yeah.
I may have to do some ballistic tests, but that's association. So that's where we are with Alzheimer's. And why? It's because when the researchers discovered the association, they quit being funded. So as long as you have government entities that are susceptible to lobbyists that will withdraw funding from valid scientific research because it's stepping on the toes of an industry, dentist mainly, and also the largest purchaser of silver fillings, welfare, then, you know, that the government would be potentially hit with a bigger dental bill if they're going to continue to fix teeth for poor people. So they, well, let's not look there. Oh, don't go there.
Well, isn't there also the threat of a gigantic, humongous, almost unmeasurable liability if anybody ever proved that these were toxic? And we've had dentists and government sticking it in people's mouths. Isn't it better to just kind of gradually move away and not talk about that, not prove anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the liability issue is not foremost in their minds, but certainly fairly high up there. We're well past the time where the science has indicated there's excessive exposure intake body burden. from mercury fillings, especially in dental personnel. There's a number of countries, Norway is the most recent one, that's prohibited its use entirely because of environmental damage. Like what happens when you spit? You know, your saliva is so high in mercury that you can't legally spit in the toilet. Well, you know, hey, this is, ends up contaminating the whole world because of the mercury coming out of your teeth. The dentists buy almost 1,000 pounds, 50 tons of mercury a year to install in Americans' teeth. And, you know, if the filling lasts 10 years and you put another zero in there, there'd be 500,000 pounds of mercury walking around in people's teeth. Well, what happens to that? Well, when you die, they put you in the ground or they run you through a crematorium, and that releases that mercury back into the atmosphere. Or if you degrade in the soil, it goes down into the water table. How about the part of the filling that gets drilled out? You know, say it only lasts 10 years and they drill it out, and then what do they do with that? Well, if they put that in the medical bag to be burned, then that's liberated back into the atmosphere. If they throw it in the trash, it goes into the landfill. And that when you look at the recycling record of the dentist, it's horrible. I mean, there's less than 10% of that 500,000 pounds of mercury getting back into the recyclers every year. So they can give all the lip service they want to, but if you go look at the numbers, there's not enough mercury going back in. It's like a savings account. If you took $100 out and you're only putting, you know, $10 back in, obviously that $90 is going someplace else.
And that leak is a problem for all of us.
All the dental offices are leaking mercury. They leak it into the sewer system. There was a thing in San Francisco where they constantly had trouble with high mercury levels in the sewer treatment plant. And so the regional water quality control board forced all the dentists to either buy a $10,000 license to dispose of mercury in the sewer treatment, or they could put in a $1,000 mercury separator, and so all of them could do the math, at least at that point, and so they 100% of the dentists using mercury put in separators. There was a 90% drop in the mercury at the sewer treatment plant in San Francisco in 30 days.
This problem has been going on
for years.
Well, let's get back to the if you don't want to go in, I mean, you look in the mirror and are, as I was years ago, horrified to see how much mercury it was in there. You don't want to drill it all out, at least with a standard dentist. What is the proper way to remove it, and should you do it unless you're trying to get pregnant or you've got a neurological disease? Should you just by attrition replace them as you have to and replace it with something better? What kind of a dentist do you ask for to make sure it gets done right?
Exactly. And personally, I wouldn't have that material in my mouth or my office. And I don't have anybody in my extended family or my staff that has that material on their teeth. I think it's terrible. But whether or not you get it out depends on, you know, your own personal budget. And, you know, if you're, you know, smoking cigarettes and skydiving, it's probably not the biggest thing on your priority for extending your longevity. But, you know, but it's that if you are into health and you like, you know, eating good foods and you like to, you know, you want to, you know, keep your brain intact, you want to move away from that material. All fillings fail. And I've never looked in somebody's mouth that had, you know, a dozen fillings that have been in for more than, you know, a few years, that there wasn't something wrong with some of them. Sometimes all 100% of them had something wrong with them. They all fail. It's just they don't fall out of the hole because it's kind of like the boat in the garage. You know, the garage has to burn down before the boat falls out because they make the hole on the inside bigger than the outside. Well, that weakens the tooth, makes it break, so then you usually end up getting a crown. Well, if they put a crown over the top of a mercury filling, that increases your exposure. So there is a protocol.
They did that to me. I thought I was so smart that I had all gold crowns until they started having to replace them, and I found out there was mercury under every one of them.
You know, if you go to the manufacturer's material safety data sheet that comes with the filling, it says, you know, mercury poisoning is possible and that never use this material in the mouth with another metal. Well, gee, if I leave half the filling in the tooth and then put a gold crown over the top, did I leave the material in the mouth? Are they in contact with each other? You betcha.
Creates a little battery and it just kind of pumps it out of there.
It does. It makes the mercury leave faster.
We've got a break coming up here. Very quickly, can tell me what kind of dentist do you ask for that knows how to take these out?
And then one that's willing to protect you, and there's a protocol on the IAOMT webpage, and it's www.iaomt.org, nonprofit, and you can download it and read it. It tells you how to carefully protect the patient, the staff, and everybody present.
Okay, great. Y'all stay with us, please. More of this fine information to come with Dr. David Kennedy. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Marty, pick one of our sponsors and tell us why you chose them.
All right. Percoba colostrum. We've found out in this in new research that it's a really anti-aging product, but only if you get the right thing. A lot of what's on the market seriously diluted. Percoba is 1.5 times more potent than the very next best brand. Also has the most research. Does things, everything from helping with allergies and blood sugar management. You should take it every day, not just when you're coming down with something.
Most health food stores will carry Percoba if you ask them. If your store doesn't know where to get it, you can have them call Real Food Grocery at 877-673-2536. If you don't have a store nearby, you can order these and other fine products from realfoodgrocery.com or by calling 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536 or go to realfoodgrocery.com.
Good morning. I'm Marty Whittakin, and with me, Leonard Smith. He's the president of our sponsor company, FlexNow. They make a fabulous joint formula. And, Len, I'd like for you to tell us about the research study. The results were just released. I've been in this industry a really long time, and I think this is kind of a breakthrough, unusual to say the least.
Well, Marty, not only you think that, but the researchers have spent their lives doing joint-specific research were stunned by the findings. Three key findings came out of this. Number one, we had an unprecedented reduction in the breakdown of cartilage. That is by itself worth taking Flex now. And secondly, we reduced joint-specific inflammation. There are two inflammatory agents that really are found much higher in impaired cartilage and impaired joints than normal cartilage and joints. And in both of those, we had a dramatic reduction in the inflammation. And I'm sure the two of those are very linked. In other words, by reducing inflammation, that stopped the breakdown of cartilage. But more importantly, people don't go to their doctor or health food store and say, you know, I notice my cartilage is breaking down. They come in and say, my joint hurts. And that's what was really great about this. Every 5 weeks when the people came back to be reevaluated, their pain had dropped significantly. At 5 weeks, at 10 weeks, and at 15 weeks when the study was stopped, the pain just kept going down, down, and down.
Well, that's pretty dramatic news for those folks. If you would like to try Flex now, find a store near you or get more information, go on the World Wide Web to flexnow.us, flexnow.us.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
I'm so happy to have Dr. David Kennedy with us today. He is a dentist. He's been in practice for 30-some years, past president of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, and that's the website that he gave you before the break. It's on the World Wide Web, IAOMT, standing for International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And I went to that site, Dr. Kennedy, and it looks like this is also a place where you can find a dentist who might meet these requirements and understand how to take care of you.
Dentists and physicians, the treatment of mercury poisoning is a medical problem, and as such, there are quite a few physician members of our academy, and also we'll send you off to some of the other medical organizations that are aware of this problem.
And so once you do get the mercury fillings out of your mouth, and we try to be conscientious about eating fish that is low on the mercury list. I think we've given some on our website, RadioMarty.com. I think when you look at the fish choices, I think that's one of the things is which ones are less likely to have mercury in them. We decline immunizations that use thimerosal as a preservative. We can't stop breathing, but we can hope that they stop burning coal and throwing it out into the air. What else can we do to reduce our load of mercury? And can you tell us just a little bit about what the doctors do when you have so much of it in your body that something's not functioning correctly?
Absolutely. And let me poke a little hole in the fish thing.
Please.
They've identified mercury, especially in umbilical cord blood, as a problem for the fetus, and that they've assumed, incorrectly in my belief, that this mercury's coming from fish. On the other hand, there were several experiments back in the early 80s where Savary and Snap, among others, took mercury fillings out of people very carefully, protected them, and they had a 90% drop in their blood level of mercury. So if you get a 90% drop in your blood level of mercury, is that blood level of mercury coming from fish or is it coming from your mouth? So all this rhetoric about fish has to do with the fact that we've identified mercury as a problem for the unborn baby. But they've incorrectly, I think for political reasons, identified the source. But
well, did they in that study, did they control for whether or not the participants in the study had mercury in their mouth?
Matter of fact, the controls were people who had no mercury fillings. And
no, but I mean, when they looked at the mercury in the umbilical cord blood.
The only study that I've seen that did that was Amy Holmes and Boyd Haley and Godfrey did the what's called the baby's first haircut study, and that you know, a lot of people saved the baby's first haircut, and so they were analyzing mercury in the baby's first haircut, and they found, you know, that the amount of mercury in the baby's first haircut was roughly proportional to the number of fillings in the mother's teeth.
Oh, wow.
which makes good sense.
Hello.
But there was an exception. What they did is they went on to study a whole bunch of autistic children. Their first haircut, they had almost no mercury in their hair, none, regardless of how many fillings in the mother's teeth. And they did DNA testing, and what they found was that these autistic children, mainly boys, had the same genetic makeup that's linked to Alzheimer's disease. It's called APOE4-4. And what they are non-excretors. They can't excrete mercury from the brain. And so even the low level that the fetus was exposed to, if it's a strong, viable fetus and it's got the right genotype, it just squirts that mercury back out as soon as it gets out of the womb. On the other hand, if it's one of these APOE4-4s who develop Alzheimer's in old age, in their youthful years, they may end up with autism. So it's all of these studies fail if they don't protect against what are called vulnerable subsets, and that would be a genotype of person that is exceptionally vulnerable to mercury, and we already know who they are. So, and there's another one called a coporphenogen, which is not protected against either. So it's just not smart to expose people to mercury. That's the bottom line.
Well, that would explain then why the connection with the immunizations, but you know, if they weren't really looking at also the mother's contribution and this genetic factor, they're trying to make it too simple, and they're probably missing the real
truth of
that.
It's not linear. Yeah, it's 100% of the kids don't get autism. 100% of the people don't get Alzheimer's disease. Well, why not? Well, because obviously there's another factor at work here, and until you identify what are called covariables or cofactors, then you're not going. No epidemiology study is going to come out with a definitive answer, and that's why you have to look at animal studies, and that's what our academy did. We did animal studies. We showed exposure, intake, body burden, and you mentioned earlier the antibiotic resistant organisms that we took monkeys that were caught in the wild had never been near the white man and antibiotics or anything like that, and we analyzed their gut flora and their oral flora, installed half a dozen mercury fillings. And within 6 weeks, they had developed a whole crop of antibiotic-resistant organisms in their intestines and their mouth. Why? It's because the gene that allows bacteria to resist mercury also allows it to resist the big eight in antibiotics, you know, your penicillin, your tetracycline, all the plant and animal, not animal, but fungus-derived antibiotics. Bacteria have already seen, and so they know how to counteract that, and they can trade that gene among themselves. So antibiotic resistance, and we hear about how big a problem it is. Well, it's being created by installing silver, so-called silver, but the really mercury fillings in people's teeth. There was a study by the Zogby Poll in last 2 years ago, and they surveyed people, and that 76% of the people, when they were asked about silver fillings, did not even know mercury was in it, much less that it was the principal ingredient.
It's not good marketing to talk about mercury fillings.
It's a deception. Personally, I feel that the profession should have a black eye for 150 years of deceiving the public, because if you tell somebody, I'm going to put a silver filling in your tooth, and it's really 50% mercury, you're lying to them, in my opinion. That's not right. That's not appropriate. That's not professional behavior.
I get this this comment from people sometimes about heavy metals in general, but about mercury, that there are some kinds that are absorbed and there are other kinds that aren't. And I know certainly in nutritional minerals, there are some forms that are like rock and they kind of pass through you, and some that are more food-like that get absorbed. Is there any good kind of mercury or safe kind of mercury?
Well, your point's well taken, is that the absorption rate of mercury is different for different routes of exposure and different forms of mercury. There was a professor at Dartmouth got two little tiny drops of dimethylmercury on a rubber glove, stripped the glove off, went and washed her hands, and died 6 months later of mercury in her brain. They could not get the mercury out of her brain. But this is two little drops, and it was on the outside of a latex glove. But so that, obviously, dimethylmercury has a high absorption rate through skin. Liquid mercury doesn't. But liquid mercury, if you put it in a tablespoon and heat it up and inhale it, it'll kill you. So your lungs will absorb it.
Well, I really regret when I was a dental assistant in college, I played with the mercury, rolled it around, I picked up all the, I had no protection at all. That's probably what's wrong with me today. I can hear people out there saying that, and I'm just...
Well, no wonder.
Yeah, no wonder. We'll just stop it. But come back for more of this insanity. We're exposing it, and we are here to help you. So please stay tuned to Healthy by Nature. This is Marty Whittakin. My guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. That website again, iaomt.org. We'll be right back after these words.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America believes in treating all of you, not just your cancer. When you choose Cancer Treatment Centers of America, located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a dedicated team of experts is assembled to provide comprehensive, personalized care all under one roof. The team will fight cancer on many fronts through an integrated combination of medical, nutritional, physical, psychological, and spiritual therapies. Patients are given a detailed list of natural solutions, including dietary suggestions to reduce the side effects of cancer treatment, radiation, and chemotherapy. The mission at Cancer Treatment Centers of America is to offer individualized therapies, improve the quality of life, and most importantly, to restore hope. Cancer Treatment Centers of America offers the most sophisticated forms of traditional medicine in combination with complementary therapies. If you or a loved one are exploring cancer treatment options, call 1-800-942-4632 or visit them online at cancercenter.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and great for the planet. From the oceans to our Arctic processing facilities to the store shelves, Nordic Naturals knows that natural doesn't only mean exceptional freshness, taste, and purity. It also means we work one-on-one with the researchers and a select group of fishermen to make sure that we harvest only those fish species that are flourishing from seas that are abundant. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3 fish oil, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that our products are environmentally friendly. Call 1-800-662-2544 to receive a sample of our delicious fish oils, or visit our website at nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
We all know probiotics are the good bacteria that live in our intestines and are the building blocks of a healthy immune system and good health. Stress, antibiotics, oral contraceptives, and x-rays kill the good bacteria in the colon and send our digestive system out of order. But did you also know that good bacteria and probiotics protects our immune system so that we're less likely to get frequent colds, flu, infections, and even fatigue? Worldwide scientific research on probiotics is establishing more reasons why, when seeking good health and a strong immune system, the use of probiotics may be without equal. Replenish the good bacteria in your body today and protect your health by taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, the world's number one brand of probiotics. Call toll-free today to find out where you can buy Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus at 1-800-430-6180. That's 1-800-430-6180. Or go online to EssentialFormulas.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today. Don't accept a substitute.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wedekind.
And we're back with Dr. David Kennedy. He's a dentist, past president of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. He is a crusader for some common sense, which we haven't been displaying, and it's, boy, really up to the public to become outraged about these things and put pressure, because it'll be just such a long time having good common sense filters through the authorities and the big organizations, because there's too much lethargy and money involved in all of that. Dr. Kennedy, a few years ago we had Sam Queen on talking about some IV ways of mobilizing mercury and getting it out, and I know it's a little bit of a tricky business. You don't want to just turn it loose from its hiding places without having all the pathways open. Is there, you have some general recommendation for people that have gotten rid of their fillings, but they think they might still have a body burden?
Well, yeah.
An excess body burden. We probably all have one.
Well, you know, you can't avoid it entirely, but, you know, the 90% of it's coming from your teeth. So, you know, that there's a pretty easy way to reduce your exposure, and that's called, you know, just say no to mercury in your teeth, especially in your children. One of the things we haven't discussed is the hole that they got to drill in the tooth to put the mercury in is so big that it weakens the tooth, makes it break, and that's why you end up with the crowns later in life. So it's the wrong thing to do if you like kids. You know, don't do it to them. But back to your question about how to get the mercury out. Sam Queen is the expert. He wrote a whole book on the subject of using IV vitamin C to help your body's glutathione system attach to mercury and get it out. That's the natural way. That's how your body is ordinarily getting rid of mercury. There are other agents, DMPS, DMSA, which are sulfur-containing agents that are chemicals that physicians can prescribe and use. And even over-the-counter, the one that they have for children to get rid, lower the blood level of lead works on mercury also. Mercaptan is what it's called. And honestly, that there are things you can do nutritionally as well. There was a study years ago that eating powdered garlic increased the amount of mercury coming out of people. So why? Because sulfur is what mercury loves. The Romans knew that. The mercaptan, which is the smell of sulfur, means mercury capture. And so sulfur-containing vegetables and foods, or you can just take a capsule of garlic or whatever.
One of our very valued sponsors is Kyolic Garlic, and they make a very fine
There
product.
You go. That's a fine process.
Yeah, and another one is our Percoba colostrum, which greatly increases like 400% the glutathione in the body. So that would be another good thing.
Okay.
And I'm a fan of the far infrared sauna, which
that's another way, because your body can sweat it out, and it comes out, and then be sure and take a shower when you're through with your sauna. The third, and in non-fluoridated water, the other thing, and the element that's often missed is selenium. A little bit of selenium is absolutely essential for your body to run right. And that there was a guy I worked with at UCSD many years ago, Gerhard Schrauser, showed that if an animal is exposed to a carcinogen and had selenium, adequate amounts of selenium, only 10% of the animals got cancer, where 100% of them without the selenium did. So I would say selenium would be a good thing. Not a lot, just a little tiny bit every day. The antioxidants, you're the nutritionist, but the antioxidant vitamins are essential for the body, and that our food, you know, with the McDonald's and the French fries and all that stuff, is so degraded that, and even the soil is so degraded after raising crops on there for 200 years, that we don't get adequate nutrients from the soil and from our even organic
vegetables. Well, and those minerals are really important. If we have enough minerals on board, I think we're less likely to absorb and hang on to the mercury we're exposed to begin with. If the all the cells are hungry for anything that looks like a mineral, there are vacancies for it to take over.
And mercury loves sulfur, and we are basically, every protein in our body, every curl of that protein has 180 molecules of sulfur. And so when the mercury comes in and attaches, it changes the shape of the protein. That's how you get the autoimmune diseases. On the website of the IMT is a video of a tiny amount, 100 times less than you get in your cerebral spinal fluid if you got mercury fillings. And it destroys neurons. So, you know, it's not a question of this stuff being benign. No, it's extremely toxic. But there are ways you can deal with it. And that one of the things is just say no. Next time you have a filling replaced, choose something that doesn't have mercury in it. And that,
what would be your recommendation? We don't want to be having this talk, you know, 5 years from now and saying, whoa, you replaced it with that?
Well, you know, that is a problem. Well, you know, the problem to answering that question is that in my book, I talked about indirect composite inlays, you know, where you take an impression of the whole and make the filling in the laboratory, bake it and harden it and put it in the tube. Why did I do that? It's because back when I went mercury free, clear back in the late 70s, that a lot of the composites just weren't any good. I mean, you couldn't get them to hold up. So we found that if you cooked it, if you put it in an oven at 270 degrees, I'm not making cookies, but 270 degrees for 15 minutes, you could make that filling inert, basically. And so that's my favorite way to fix a big hole, is an indirect composite inlay. It's a very benign way to fix them, and it doesn't involve grinding all the teeth down for crowns. I don't think a crown is a substitute for mercury filling. It's too much
mutilation. Well, not the ideal one, anyway.
No, too much grinding.
Some of the biological dentists do compatibility testing to find out how your body reacts to various materials, because unfortunately we're not all the same, so the cookie cutter approach doesn't usually work. We've got just a little bit more coming up here when we come back with Dr. David Kennedy. We'll unfortunately not take your calls today because this is pre-recorded, but I'm sure we we covered a lot of ground. But be right back. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Do you always remember to eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily? Don't worry. One serving of Jarrow Formulas Daily 5 is chocked full of the antioxidants and beneficial plant-based compounds. It's certified organic with no added sugars or artificial flavors. It's never been simpler to get the benefits from organic fruits and vegetables. Your Daily 5. We all know the importance of eating a healthy diet. Antioxidants, chlorophyll, and polyphenols, not to mention all the vitamins, are just a few of the numerous important health-promoting compounds we receive from eating organic, fresh fruits and vegetables. Now there's a delicious and easy way for you to get the antioxidant health benefits of fruits and vegetables. Just take 1 teaspoon of Daily 5 with water, juice, or add it to your favorite Jarrow Formulas protein powder every day to get your Daily 5. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior, science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Ask for Jarrow Formulas Daily 5 at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to Jarrow.com. That's Jarrow for the best in organic food-based dietary supplements.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who is lactose intolerant? If you are, you know the intestinal pain that often occurs after you eat dairy products. You've heard that taking a daily probiotics capsule can help, but do you know why? Probiotics replenish the good bacteria in our systems that are depleted due to stress, antibiotics, x-rays, and our toxic environment. Probiotics also add lactic acid bacteria to our system, which for lactose intolerant people aids in the digestion of dairy products and reduces the symptoms of lactose intolerance. Taking a high-quality probiotic product such as Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus can help restore your colon back to good health. So don't suffer from lactose intolerance any longer. Replenish the good bacteria in your body today by taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, the world's number one brand of probiotics. Call toll-free today to find out where you can buy Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus at 1-800-430-6180. That's 1-800-430-6180. Or go online to EssentialFormulas.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Don't accept this substitute.
Marty, you pick our sponsors for the show very carefully. Give us an example.
Well, here's one that Jarrow is just fanatical about using the right ingredients and the meaningful quantities. I like their Pack Plus. is a great foundation for your daily program because they've taken all the hard work out of it. You don't have to open a bunch of bottles. They're already in little packets. There are 10 capsules in each cell a pack. You're set for the day. They've balanced the nutrition. They use the right forms of the nutrients, and they put enough in there to do what you need done. No shortcuts.
Most health food stores will order this product for you. If your store doesn't know where to get them, you can have them call Real Food Grocery at 877-673-2536. If you don't have a store nearby, you may order these fine products at realfoodgrocery.com or call 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536 or realfoodgrocery.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
We've been talking today with David C. Kennedy. He's a dentist of really impressive experience, and he's the past president of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, which was formed to review, support, and disseminate research on materials and methodologies in dental practice, whether they're suitable or not. It looks like it's doing a really great job. In the little dab of time we have left, Dr. Kennedy, two things. Has there been progress other than in a foreign country here or there that have become enlightened? And what does the average listener do with their dentist? If the dentist is still using mercury, are they just so clueless you should just start over, go to the IAOMT.org website and get a new one, or are they maybe just afraid? What would be your advice?
Well, here's my advice. Is that, you know, most of the dentists I know are fine, wonderful people, and that they went into dentistry because they wanted to help people. And so just to dump them because they're blind to a particular area of knowledge, give them a chance first. Is that the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology meets twice a year, and they have a fundamentals course, which is like $150 or something like that, and it always comes on the day before our scientific symposium. $174 is what it costs. And so, you know, if you're going to spend $200 or $300 having your mercury fillings replaced, tell them, you know, I sure like to get my mercury fillings replaced, but I'm really concerned about having you do it because you haven't bothered to take the necessary training. And that, you know, if you would attend the IOMT meeting when you get back, and let me know if you feel comfortable, and then we can start getting these mercury fillings out of my teeth. And that if you did it that way, very likely the conscientious dentist would go. They would actually meet some of the people doing all these experiments for the last 20 years and figure out that, you know, that 53% of the dentists in the United States today do not use mercury. So the majority of the dentists in the United States are mercury-free. Unfortunately, a very tiny minority of them actually bothered to protect the patient from that. Most of them quit using mercury because they patients didn't want it. They said, oh, I don't want a black filling in a white tooth. That's the wrong color. Or heard something about the mercury. So the dentistry is a very patient-oriented care provider. On the other hand, sometimes they just need a little impetus from you to go ahead and take the necessary training so you can do what I want done. And I would start with that. If that doesn't work, go to the IMT website and look up somebody that cared enough to go take the courses ahead of time.
This has been just wonderful. We sure appreciate your time, Dr. Kennedy. And I know with you out there, there will be more and more progress as time goes on. Thanks for all that you do. And thanks to our listeners. We'll be back again next week, hopefully with another great guest.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's Radio, MARTIE.com. And be sure to listen again next week at the same time for more of the Healthy by Nature show with Marty Whittakin.